Manu Patra alerts dated the 13th of October 2017. Supreme Court has said that no Rohingya refugee should be deported till the next hearing in the case on the 21st of November. Supreme Court has refused to modify its 9th of October order suspending the sale of firecrackers in Delhi NCR till the 1st of November. Supreme Court has asked National Legal Services Authority, NALSA, to set up a committee of about 4 or 5 persons who can prepare model rules for victim compensation for sexual offences and acid attacks. Supreme Court, while setting aside an order of National Consumer Disputes Redressal Commission, NCDRC, has held that while considering a revision petition filed by complainant praying for increase of compensation and payment of interest, it could not have dismissed the petition itself. Supreme Court has asked Maharashtra DGP to hand over Sahara's flagship project Tambi Valley to Bombay High Court official liquidator for auction after market regulator SEBI, Securities and Exchange Board of India, blamed the company for the failure of the first round of bidding for the project. Delhi High Court has set aside disciplinary action taken by Jawaharlal Nehru University against 15 of its students, including former JNU Students' Union President Kanhaiya Kumar, in connection with a controversial event on the 9th of February last year in the campus. Bombay High Court has upheld an order by Maharashtra Forest Department to shoot a man-eating tigress responsible for the deaths of 2 people between the 19th of September and the 2nd of October. Bombay High Court, while voicing its concern over a dangerous trend of targeting people who hold liberal values and principles, has said that such a tendency is bringing disrepute to the country. Finance Ministry has clarified that leasing of vehicles purchased and leased prior to the 1st of July 2017 would attract GST at a rate equal to 65% of the applicable GST rate, including compensation cess.